Good evening, everybody, and thank you for the invitation. I'm most privileged to be here. Like the mayor said, I've been here since December, and I told nobody where I work or where I'm from. I kept hiding, but my wife, when she gets in conversation, she would say, no, he's working in the municipality. And we were in the Western Cape for 2 years, and even people in Grahamstown asked, are you mad? Why are you leaving the Western Cape to come here? Well, I took a decision to come here, like the mayor has said, because looking for a good environment to raise my kids. So in order to raise my kids, I've got to be here a long time. To be here a long time, I've got to work and make sure that I make this job of mine a success. So I want to guarantee the public and the mayor that I'm dedicated to Makan municipality, dedicated to people of Grahamstown. I'm not just coming here to earn a salary, but I'm actually coming here to start a life. So, I'm saying that because for us to succeed as a municipality and the community of Grahamstown, we need to trust each other. And we can be honest, nobody here trusts municipality. If I ask someone to put up your hand, nobody will put up their hand. So we are here to build a relationship of trust, mutual respect, and to build our city, which we were once very proud of, and many of us are still very proud, but just very unhappy with what we see. What we have in municipality is a municipality in distress, as all of you know. While applying for this job and waiting for the outcome of the interview, I was reading all the articles. Whilst I've been noticed, I was continuing reading the articles. The disconnection notice came out in October, and I thought to myself, did I really resign my old job that was having 100 million rand in the bank to come here? I almost changed my mind, but I did not. So I don't have to tell you guys anything new. You know what is happening. Like the mayor said, we've got 162 million rand of debt. That is our top 10 creditors. Our current debt is another 6 million rand, so in total it's about 168 million rand. So it's only 10 people that we owe 162 million rand. But the other guys we are paying. So we need to generate a lot of money. And what we are trying to do in the next couple of months is not to get people to pay more, as many of you believe. We actually want to get more people to pay. Because in this municipality, not everybody is receiving a municipal account every month, and not everybody is paying for the services that they are using. And that's wrong. So we are working with National Coctor, they've appointed a service provider to help us to cleanse our debt book, to get informal settlements registered. Believe me, there are RDP houses built, a couple of hundred of them, in one location, and if you add the three together, it's more than 1,000 houses that are not receiving a municipal bill. So we are busy cleaning up that information, making sure that all of them get on the system. They're not registered in this office. We're looking for the happy letters to make sure that they can also get both of the services and pay. So that's the service from Kagiso Trust from COPTA. It's helping us cleanse all the information. There are people who are on an indigent register. Indigent, you get free services or subsidized services, but they're employed earning above the threshold. We have disconnected them from that service and sent them letters to say, can improve your status. We are also then employed a debt collection company who have been here in the past, but I think they have not been performance managed. So everybody just leaves them there, let them work, and nobody actually sees that they stick to the contract. So very important, you have got to read the contracts you have with the service provider, so make sure you stick to them. Other people who are not collecting revenue have wasted money. They are supposed to do a job in 6 months, they take 2 years to do a task. So, like the mayor said, performance management and consequence management are things that are key that has to be done, which have not been done in the past. And we're going to try our best to make sure we address that anomaly that we have. What we also try to do is we need to stop the decline in the economy. So a lot of people are very negative. I've spoken to some people in the area. Between 17 and 20 businesses closed in the last year. We need to stop that. A municipality must contribute towards the businesses and their sustainability. Likewise, we require you guys also to invest in our area to make sure it is success. And we pride ourselves in partnership. Lots of people come up and want to do things on their own. So that's how we need to continue. And we as municipality, we will strive to also contribute and make sure we bring our part. It's going to take time, but we are committed to doing that. We've got direct lines. We are under the presidential spotlight. There are three ministers that's in constant communication with each other. There's Minister of Higher Education, Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, and Minister of Water and Sanitation. There are many people in this room who send emails directly to the ministers. And they do get response, and they get official send down, flew down here to Port Elizabeth and drive to Grahamstown, and they meet with the people concerned. So your opinions are not falling on deaf ears. Trust me, we do hear them. And if we don't hear them, national government does hear them, and they do respond to that. Hence, they have committed to giving us additional money. And we are getting money in the short term as well as in the medium term for infrastructure development. My job is to make sure that that money does not get squandered, it gets managed responsibly. And we are counting on a monthly basis on that. Internally, we're not just spending externally. Internally, my job is to make sure that I get optimal use of the people that are working for the municipality. We have a fixed monthly wage bill of 15 million rand that we can't tamper with. You know how difficult it is to fire people or to retrench? Ask the SPC. When they wanted to start that bulk project, they got stopped. So what we have to do is make sure that we optimally use the resources we have, and we must performance manage our staff. So we are doing in-house training of our staff to make sure they are skilled to do their work. The main aim that we have is also to do better customer care. There's been poor response. Trust me, I was sitting in Pieterburg and I was phoning municipality, not getting response. And I asked, show my wife my phone. 10 numbers, nobody answers the phone. And that I talked to staff. I told them, if you're scared of asking a service provider, you've got to answer. Don't just ignore the service provider. People always want to know when you're going to pay us. You've got to answer and be honest. And say, if we don't have money, we are working on the cash flow. But there's no sense in lying to a person or avoiding a person. So hopefully we'll get it right, but we need to get better customer care and better performance management. Our meter readers are pathetic. The whole Bayron committee is on my case about that. I've seen them on holiday in December and January. I'm sure you don't even miss them. But we are going to work with them. Those are my employees, and I will work with them. And I'm working a strategy that we can change the way they read meters. Because I think with you saving water now, you expect to see a decline in your municipal bill. But you're not going to see that if you are estimating. Am I right? So I'm going to make sure they read everybody's meters. If they've not read your meter and you've had a high bill, don't think you've been saving water. We have been saving you money by not reading your meter. So that's the flip side of the coin. But I want to make sure that they at least improve their success rate to 80% of meters being read on a monthly basis. It sounds poor, but you don't want to know what the current rate is. So the mayor has already covered that we're lobbying for funding. In terms of what we have done, we've procured the protective clothing. We started in December already, but because people are on holiday, including the employees that are striking, we could not complete the tender process, but it was awarded before the end of January, before the strike even began. All we are now waiting for is delivery of those protective clothing. The first sets are arriving tomorrow, and then only the shoes are arriving on Friday for those who have ordered, because the employees also are not bringing their orders, you know. Seems to like being on holiday in Grahamstown. You would swear we're at the beach, and then not. So we've got protective clothing ordered, it's being delivered. We've got the tools and equipment that has also been ordered, waiting on delivery. And then the vehicles is the most critical issue. Our local service providers do not service us because we do not pay. We want upfront payment. So I'm working very hard on doing that upfront payment. And I can tell you, you know, it also comes down to managers. There's one manager who interrupted the mayor and said, just hold on, Mr. Mayor, waiting for signature of the CFO. Because he is very steadfast and committed to his job to make sure that his vehicles will not stand for more than a week. And that is what all the managers should be doing. He doesn't take no for an answer. So he gets 90,000 rand repairs to his trucks, get approved, but we have a list of 15 vehicles sitting in the workshop that are costing under 10,000 rand to be fixed. So it doesn't balance out. So what my predecessors were doing, they're looking in the wrong places. I always say, you can't be penny wise and pound foolish. So what we're trying to do is to fix the quick wins so we can generate money. Because by saving 1,000 rand, you might lose 100,000 rand. So I've got a list of 15 vehicles that I've commissioned for repairs that are costing under 10,000 rand each. Some are 1,000, some are 2,000. And then I've got a list of more expensive vehicles where I need to actually plan, identify the budget, and get the cash flow before I can repair them. And the third category is a list of vehicles that are totally redundant that we want to auction off and generate some funds to then repair the other vehicles. So that's a strategy. But we are not going to allow vehicles to stand anymore. We're going to get the workshop empty and make sure that the staff are motivated and have all the tools and tools of trade to do their jobs. So thank you very much.